1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The jury in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial is set to hear closing arguments today. ABC's Lindsay Tuckman is outside the courthouse in Lower Manhattan.
Arguments are expected to last the entire day with the goal for them to be finished today so that the jury can begin deliberations tomorrow. They will be handed a very weighty task, whether or not to convict a former president.
At least 22 people were killed in severe weather over the Memorial Day weekend. Texas, Arkansas, Kansas, Kentucky especially hard hit. At least 50 Palestinians killed in an Israeli missile strike.
The deadly strike targeted a location only 650 feet from a designated humanitarian area. More than 1 million Palestinians have fled to Rafah during the war to seek refuge.
ABC's Perry Russum. Israel says the bombing was a tragic mistake, but also says two Hamas leaders were killed in the attack. Authorities in Papua New Guinea fear a second landslide following the first last week that may have left more than 2,000 people buried. This is ABC News. An NFL kicker is now facing sexual assault allegations from a pair of flight attendants. They say it happened on a flight while Brandon McManus was flying with his old team, the Jacksonville Jaguars, to London. A lawyer for McManus calls the claims false. Not exactly a box office bonanza for the Memorial Day holiday weekend.
If you find him, he's mine.
Furiosa, Mad Max Saga nearly edged out Garfield for the top spot in North America this Memorial Day weekend, taking in an estimated $32 million. And while it's a win, it's a bit of an empty victory, as it's the worst Memorial Day opening for a number one film since 1995's Casper, not counting the pandemic year of 2020. In second, Garfield finished about a lasagna's length behind Furiosa with an estimated $31.1 million.
ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood. An HGTV star is facing a lawsuit. An Arkansas couple says companies owned by Dave Mars built what's being described as a defective home and never made any fixes. Mars and his wife are seen on the show Fixer to Fabulous. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service is in Rock County to survey severe weather damage from Sunday. The damage is to large trees, which could have been done by tornadoes. The Weather Service investigation will focus on Janesville and Milton. Tornadoes may have also touched down in Whitewater and Fort Atkinson Sunday. A lot of people are on their way home from the busiest Memorial Day weekend for travel since the pandemic. 3.5 million Americans flew somewhere.
Last year, the cancellation rate was at a 10-year low. This year, so far, it's actually even better than last year, but we want to make sure that it stays that way. We're pressing the airlines to do their part.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. This is Civic Media News.
The Pack is back to practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers resume off-season OTA practices. Matt LaFleur asked about defensive back Eric Stokes recovering from that severe leg and foot injury from two seasons ago.
What this off-season has afforded him was an opportunity to really train. Just when you look at him physically, his body looks different. Certainly he's hitting some very fast speeds out there on practice. Obviously we monitor all that. And I can tell mentally he feels like he's in a great place.
NBA playoffs, the Celtics beat the Pacers 105-102 to complete a four-game sweep and now head to the finals. Baseball game two of the Brewers' four-game series against the Cubs continues tonight at AmFam Field. The Brewers won yesterday 5-1. Craig Counsell asked, when did he first consider leaving Milwaukee?
You know, when David Stearns leaving made you think about it a lot. I don't know how it couldn't, right?
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high 67 with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. And some of those storms could bring some locally heavy rain, quarter inch or more, not out of the question. Tonight, 50. Tomorrow, sunshine. High of 68. We're back to 70 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Whacked coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you.
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live.
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Yes, it is. It's amazing. That introduction is perfect for this because
yeah.
There was an angry booing audience for Trump over the weekend when he appeared as a guest speaker at a libertarian conference. Just like, what?
Who booked this thing? I can't even imagine.
You have to be completely tone deaf or not understand libertarians at all.
Apparently not.
They are the other party. They should at least have looked into this, taken a temperature on this, asked a few libertarians what they thought. Do you think, you know, Trump's agenda would appeal to these guys? I don't think so.
Well, he thought he could pick up some votes.
Dictator is not exactly what libertarians were thinking about.
Didn't go well.
No.
It did not go well. I saw some video. He said something. Oh, boy.
I have a bunch of this stuff.
Okay.
We have to go through this.
Wading through the
weeds, libertarians are sharply independent and disagreeable citizens who would screw everyone else if they could just do away with government. You know, the thing we all call the Constitution. If they could just kind of eliminate that part of it.
Get around that somehow.
Yeah. So inviting an approval-craving, malignant narcissist like Trump as a guest. Wow. That took balls. Who doesn't have a clue about libertarianism? No one does. Everybody knows what a libertarian is, right?
Well, tell us. I mean, it just they're not for big government at all, and so maybe they thought that would match up, and
they fought that.
Yeah,
and I just said, "Well, let's play this first cut." I said, "Enjoy."
I think this is cued right. Looks like there was another clip tagged onto the front of it, but I think it's cued to the right spot.
Okay,
now.
All right.
Now I think you should nominate me, or at least vote for me, and we should win together. Now I think you should nominate me or at least vote for
me.
And we should win together.
Not happy.
You heard those words. Nominate me or vote. Vote for me. Because the libertarians want to vote for me, and most of them will. And it's very important. Only if you want to win. Maybe you don't want to win. Maybe you don't want to win. Thank you, D-Roy. Thank you. No, only do that if you want to win. If you want to lose, don't do that.
There you go. See? Okay.
Keep getting your 3% every 4 years.
God, just rub it in.
Tone deaf.
That is cut 156, I think, wasn't it? I probably messed the numbering up on this thing. Why don't we try cut 158 next, and that is, you know, he just wants, he demands that they bow a knee to him at the Libertarian gathering. Let's hear this one here.
Combined with us in a partnership, we're asking that of the Libertarians. We must work together. Combine with us. You have to combine with us. We cannot give crooked Joe Biden 4 more years. We cannot give crooked Joe Biden 4 more years. Anyone can talk about defending freedom, but I've actually put everything on the line to resist these despots and these thugs. And I stand before you tonight as your best hope of defeating the weaponized Biden. United, we will be unstoppable. If we unite, we are unstoppable. I will be a true friend to libertarians in the White House.
It's just chaos. They're not going along with anything.
I don't think it went over well.
No. You can kind of sense that it didn't.
No, yeah, you can kind of.
There was no.
He sounds like the Borg saying, "You will assimilate."
Yes, you will assimilate. No choice. But, but yeah, just, the libertarians are very disagreeable people.
What were they thinking when they booked him into this? I mean, this was obviously Trump wanted to be there, yes. Right? He thought he could get turn them into
the campaign.
Trumpster.
Thought this was a great idea. Include everybody, you know, going to the Bronx, go to the Libertarian Convention, see what happens there.
Give it a shot; it could work.
Well, yeah? if anything, he's oblivious to his opposition.
Completely,
he does not know and he doesn't understand libertarians at all, and it is truly a fiction. Why don't we go with 156, the actual cut here?
Only if you want to win. Maybe you don't want to win.
Because I like this cut. This is
maybe
my favorite.
Maybe you don't want to win.
Yes, maybe you don't want to win.
See, he's gotten angry.
Thank you, D-Roy.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, only do that if you want to win. If you want to lose, don't do that. Keep getting your 3% every 4 years.
There you go. See?
Oh, wow. He turned on them.
Again, I like that segment of the speech. We kind of heard that, and I just... That is my favorite part because he is just, he's gone off the rails again. Just hates his crowd, going to tell them off. That's the guest speaker that they invited at the Libertarian Convention. Sweet.
So he alluded to the 3% that they, that's what they usually get in a presidential election when they run a candidate. When they run a candidate, just like anybody else, any other of these smaller parties, these independent parties. Yeah.
Well, you know, they you know, okay, so the campaign must have talked to somebody, you know, with the Libertarian Convention and got a feel for, you know, is this a good idea or not a good idea? And they lied to the Trump campaign thinking, well, he's a big name. Let's get this guy in here.
Yeah.
Because they ignored a lot of the objections that came along with all of this. And let's go to 165. This is the day before Trump spoke at the Libertarian National Convention. A guy made a motion for Donald Trump to go F himself, and the crowd all applauded. Let's listen to this. It's wonderful.
Point of order.
Your point of order is not a point of order. Continue with.
You're going to alienate 43 co-sponsoring delegates.
You're going to.
The media sees you doing it right now.
Mr. Dosbach, no.
Yes.
Because the vote, it's 29 people. Who
Ms. McGardle, I'd like to propose that we go tell Donald Trump to go f himself away from here. Yes.
That was my motion, too. We are a Libertarian convention looking to nominate Libertarians. We do not need to give that time to non-Libertarians.
This is not...
Guys, we're almost through it.
Yeah, they're trying to calm those individuals down. I wonder if Scott Klug was there.
I don't think so.
He's a Libertarian.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, angry crowd, mob. Basically, I think you can call it a mob, right? And here's another delegate. This is cut 166. Check this out.
Please state your name.
Jeff Coleman, Missouri delegate, first time, long time, with a request for information.
Thank you.
Did this body grab a former president by the last night?
Sit down. It's because completely out of order. No.
That's it. You know, okay. They're not masking their disapproval of Trump being a guest speaker at the convention.
Apparently not.
Yeah. And that didn't get passed along to the Trump campaign. Don Snorley on his, how I like to
think Trump will be back anytime soon to the Libertarian Party and have another address, like a follow-up to this? Well,
I'm wondering if there's just isn't going to be a wave of maybe Libertarians voting against him at this point.
Maybe it was just a giant miscommunication. The two parties weren't thinking.
They didn't workshop that well.
Libertarians and the Trump people, they didn't iron out the details of that appearance.
That's right. That's right. And, everybody agrees that Trump is a danger to the country. Right. I mean, everybody understands that. Mm. And the libertarians especially, even though I think they're a danger to the country as well.
Well, they've been around for a long time. They're part of the political process. And it's somewhere that the party just hasn't caught on. It just hasn't grown in the last 20 or 30 years.
I think you're right.
That's the one thing Trump was right about. They only get 3 or 4%, every presidential election. So hasn't really turned out the way they thought.
It really hasn't.
Yeah.
But I've got a cut here. I thought to kind of sum up what is involved in the Trump administration if it takes place again. Mm-hmm. Danger, Will Robinson. Essentially, lost in space.
Okay.
I wish I had that cut right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's going way back.
It does go way back. But it's a classic, right? It's on repeats. It's on free VTV.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But anyway, let's get to Ken Burns. You've watched specials by Ken Burns.
I love Ken Burns. Right? The PBS specials,
yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
baseball,
he is as neutral as you could possibly
Civil
get.
War.
He just reports history.
Yeah.
Just the way it happened. Doesn't add anything. But he couldn't help himself this time. This was at a commencement speech, and this is Ken Burns speaking to the crowd. 164. Cut 164.
Okay.
And as Mercy Otis Warren would say, the checks of conscience are thrown aside and a deformed picture of the soul is revealed. The presumptive Republican nominee is the opioid of all opioids, an easy cure for what some believe is the solution to our myriad pains and problems, when in fact, with him, you end up re-enslaved with an even bigger problem, a worse affliction and addiction, a bigger delusion, James Baldwin would say, the author and finisher of our national existence, our national suicide, as Mr. Lincoln prophesied. Do not be seduced by easy equalization. There is nothing equal about this equation. We are at an existential crossroads in our political and civic lives. This is a choice that could not be clearer.
There you go.
Ken Burns.
Yeah.
Laying it out.
Yeah. Not holding back this time. Not waiting for, a documentary to put together on history and what happened during this election.
Yeah.
It's crazy stuff. But I don't know. Ken Burns, for him to go out on a limb like this and actually start giving everybody his opinion at a commencement speech, that is, turning a commencement speech into politics, is just an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, coming up, Eric Hovde, fast food victim of Bidenomics? What?
Oh, my gosh.
World?
He's whining and complaining, the billionaire.
It's coming up on the John and Gordy Family Show for a Tuesday morning.
Let's get it serious. Bulldoze your family home. Now it's the common devil. We are not home.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
dog.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM on your Civic Media app.
It's the John and Gordy Family Show. It's Tuesday. It's not Monday. It's Tuesday. Hope you had a good Memorial Day weekend. Today's high about 65 or so, and we could be in for showers and thunderstorms again this afternoon, although it looks bright and sunny this morning. Currently 54 degrees. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, got to ask yourself, what? How does Eric Hovde succeed in running his business and a bank if he doesn't even understand how markets work? Seriously.
How is that possible?
Now, this is audio from his recent ad.
Okay.
You got to check this out. This is cut 155.
Well, fast food eaters may not be as happy about their Happy Meals as they once were. Prices have shot way up under President Biden, surpassing the overall rate of inflation. So let's dive into how it started versus how it's going. In total, under Biden, food away from home is up nearly 22% since 2021. But fast food has been hit particularly hard. New data shows that fast food prices have gone up faster than the average hourly earnings of most employees at fast food restaurants.
All right. See? So that's easy to understand.
It is.
And we've all gone out. We've gotten fast food recently, I'm sure. Each one of us.
I thought McDonald's was going to come out with a new low-priced, budget fast food meal.
Budget has changed.
It hasn't happened yet.
Budget has been redefined.
Okay.
And the point of this whole story is that if you've ever had fast food restaurant recently, it's not like it used to be. You don't get change back from a dollar. Okay, you don't do it anymore.
It used to be cheap.
Not anymore. I think I went to Burger King and got a double cheeseburger there, and it was like $12 or something.
I'm thinking this is
fast food?
Yeah.
It's not fast food. Mm. You know, it's fast food, but it's not inexpensive anymore. This is like a regular restaurant.
Yeah.
Only you go there and you get it faster than if you went to a normal restaurant, a sit-down type restaurant. And that's the difference. You got to understand the market. That's what fast food restaurants are now. They give you food fast. It's just as expensive as going to a restaurant, any place.
It seems like it, yeah.
Don't you think?
They're pretty close in price to a regular family food restaurant. Yeah.
And a lot of times the prices have gone up simply because minimum wages have gone up in those particular areas. And are we against people getting more money for working? I mean, this is their life. Shouldn't we pay them a little money for doing this as part of their life instead of making them work for $7.25 an hour here? Now they're at least $15 an hour. I understand in California it's about, I believe, $20 an hour. And that's why a lot of the fast food restaurants there are raising their prices, is because of the minimum wage.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, you ought to go back to flipping burgers for Big Boy.
There, I'm thinking about it.
I try to stay away from fast food restaurants. Mm-hmm. But once in a while, if you're traveling, if you're on the road, and you don't know where you are or anything local, like a local restaurant, they are tempting to go in there. But yeah, I I try to order off the budget menu now. But even the budget menu.
Oh, yeah, they're expensive.
It is.
Right?
I mean, it's crazy.
I think fast food restaurants, you know, again, they're fast food, but they are no longer the cheap fast food restaurants we have often thought of from the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
They've dramatically changed, right?
Yeah. Well,
and this is Eric Hovde's ad. He doesn't understand this stuff. He doesn't understand that fast food is very expensive. No, you just get it faster. That's the difference.
That's the difference.
Fox News even pointed this out. Check this. This is a quote from Fox.
Okay.
Food prices are rising for several reasons, including ongoing supply chain issues. The smallest cattle inventory in 73 years. If you check the price of beef, it's incredible, you know? Yeah. I don't think I've gone below $5 a pound for ground beef at this point.
Mm-hmm.
At least, you know, edible ground beef. And avian flu.
As opposed to the inedible ground beef that is available for purchase?
When they load it up with lard, I'm not happy about that.
It's the stuff that Gordy dropped on the floor in that movie theater.
Oh, that's right. That's same price, or maybe a little cheaper.
Anyway, the avian flu outbreak affected poultry supply and sent the cost of chicken and eggs skyrocketing, and worldwide grain deficit that is a result of prolonged conflicts in Ukraine. All of these things go into it. I know it's kind of complicated and in the weeds at this point, and you can't always make that argument with somebody, you know, saying, well, you know why the price is expensive. You know why inflation happened, don't you? And they don't. They just blame Biden. It's so simple,
that's
so
it.
Easy. Life is so
it's
simple that way.
It's just easy to blame somebody.
Yeah, always. And that's what megas like to do. They like to blame people for all their problems. Projection, essentially. That's what it is. But yeah, food prices. I wish they were cheaper because my Gen Zers. They're you Sam. You order out, right?
Very rarely.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't get.
So, who does the cooking in the family? I mean,
me. It's just me and my roommate who live at our house. So,
okay.
All right. Yeah. So you cook. That's fantastic.
Cook would maybe be an overstatement.
Heat up.
See,
heat up.
Yeah, there
up.
You go.
Okay, so
heating stuff up on the oven doesn't really count as cooking.
Or if I do quote unquote cook, it's like stuff that's barely passable as food. It doesn't taste great.
All right. Well, I made my point.
All right.
but you're right. My Gen Zers are constantly ordering out.
There are stories out there just currently. McDonald's has got a new budget menu coming out, a new budget meal.
Yes.
Also, Wendy's is trying to beat them to the punch with a new budget meal that's only $3 or $4. But if you know, that's the meal. If you order drinks on top of that, that immediately, you know, bumps the price up $2 or $3. I mean, you know.
Well, they made all our money on the drinks.
Yes.
The drinks are
don't
just,
you think?
You know, syrup.
It's syrup and water. Carbonated water and, you know, plastic cups.
So they always included that to make that extra money to give you a deal on the food.
Make a ton of money on the drinks. But it's just drinks.
Ridiculous. Yeah, the dollar menu
skip
is
the drinks.
A $3 or $4 menu.
You can drink at home. You know, you got drinks at home. Take the fast food home and, you know, get the.
Although. We don't have soda pop at home anymore.
Well,
so it's
that's
like
probably
a luxury.
A good thing.
It's like a luxury item. Now the kids are ordering the soda from the restaurant because they don't have it at home. It's like, you know, oh, I'm just going to break all the bad habits. You know, I'm just going to have another soda.
Switch over to lemonade or, you know, orange juice or something, you know, that's decent, that isn't carbonated sugar.
Although I kind of...
They don't go for that, huh?
Well, I like the fast food and the soft drinks compared to sushi. You know, one of my sons...
Okay,
sushi?
My son loves to order sushi from Takara.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know...
It's expensive, isn't it?
It's very expensive.
Yeah, bit.
Not to say anything bad about Takara.
No.
But, you know, he just orders a sofa like crazy.
Okay.
We make supper.
Yeah.
He doesn't eat it. He orders Takara.
Mm-hmm.
God, the kids these days.
Oh, these kids. Hey, coming up, Jamie Raskin. You know him. He has an idea of what can be changed in the court. Is that right?
Yes.
We got that?
Finally, we're going to get kind of a solution to the Supreme Court problem.
Thank goodness. All right. It's coming up on the John and Gordy Family Show on WMDX. Good morning.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin agriculture continues to reflect a lot of different diversity, more and more interest in things like flowers. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. This time around, it's tulips in western Wisconsin. Details on the way.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer. Nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
If you ever take a drive around western Wisconsin, primarily south of Eau Claire near Fall Creek, on County Road K, you may suddenly feel like you're transported to Holland. That is where you will find Rural Route Tulips. Aaron and Jody Wilhelm have decided this is the way they are going to be diversifying their farm. Jody explains how they got the idea.
So we were in Washington State for my nephew's baptism, and we were looking to diversify into something that we could sell more locally than corn, soybeans, and rye. And as we were driving around, there were a lot of tulips, and my husband said, we should do this. So we bought 4,000 tulip bulbs in 2020, and I planted 4,000 of them, and they came up, and they grew, and they were really nice. And so I think 2 years later, we planted another 12,000 of them just to see how different varieties would do in our area, and daffodils as well.
Jody Wilhelm, along with her husband, Aaron, owners and operators of Rural Route Tulips in Fall Creek. Aside from the 16,000 tulip bulbs she's hand-planted in their gardens, this fall, she'll plant additional bulbs for a special display garden. And yes, they have been hand-planted. Jody says that's one of the greatest challenges they found in becoming tulip producers, trying to find the equipment they need to plant those bulbs.
Any lender can tell you about banking, but few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching. That's where Compere Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise, a forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
And Wisconsin poultry producers still keeping an eye on their flocks. Wisconsin's Ag Statistical Service says egg production in the month of April this year down 1% compared to a year ago. That's food and farming news on a Tuesday. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high 67 with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. And some of those storms could bring some locally heavy rain, quarter inch or more, not out of the question. Tonight, 50. Tomorrow, sunshine. High of 68. We're back to 70 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
see what you can find.
It's summertime.
Mad Radio. WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM.
With Memorial Day weekend behind us, it's unofficially summertime.
Right. Broadcasting live from State Street.
Yeah, it's bright,
in the
sunny.
Summertime.
It's beautiful.
We're just fascinated by a story we saw at CNN about robotic dogs.
They're taking over.
They are taking over. China is perfecting the military armed, machine gun armed robotic dogs.
Wonder if they have names for these dogs. You know, they give them a title of some kind. It looks like a robotic dog, and it's got a machine gun on top of it.
You know, the scary thing about them is the way they move, the robotic movements, right?
No,
it's scary as heck, and they're, you know, they're carrying, like, machine guns on them. And I wonder if these militia members here in this country are maybe starting to get a little worried that maybe they won't even get a shot off.
Yeah. Well, they're jealous, maybe.
Well, they got machine gun armed drones. They've got the armed dogs now going in, and that would be scary as heck to see that thing break through your door.
They've got a picture of it here. It looks like something
firing away.
They say out of a dystopian show, Black Mirror. I'm not familiar with that.
Black
show.
Mirror is a high tech, Twilight Zone, Outer Limits type
science
of show.
Fiction show.
Yeah, with different stories, but it's all high tech stuff.
Netflix.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So. Okay. During recent military drills with Cambodia, China's military showed off this robot dog. They actually have video of it, and CNN has obtained that. It's got an automatic rifle mounted on its back, essentially turning man's best friend into a killing machine. It's okay. That's a ear-catching phrase. So. Military use of robot dogs and, of course, small aerial drones is nothing new. It's been around for a little while now, but apparently this thing, this robotic dog, the Chinese military, they're showing it off. So they say it's reached a level of technical maturity.
Maturity. It's
otherwise, they wouldn't
dog.
Be showing it off on a video. So they've got it together, and they're using them now. They're going to be using them. You know, well, robots are taking over the warfare angle. You don't have to send humans anymore. Just send our best robots into the military.
Kind of updates the movie Terminator.
Yeah. It's kind of like that.
You don't need the human robot anymore, the android. You need a robotic dog, armed to the teeth. Ooh.
Yeah, I wonder if it growls before it starts shooting.
That would be.
I wonder how Power would react to seeing.
Your dog.
Oh my God!
A robotic
Power would try
dog.
To attack it
immediately.
Yes, Power is just, you know, she sees this stuff. Anything that looks like a dog or an animal of any sort, she is on it, barking, angry.
You're right, though. Just the way it moves is threatening.
Yes.
It's just the technical movement.
It's really scary.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Okay.
Oh, man.
That's our world.
Well,
turning into robotic military dogs and, drones.
So how much of a chance do you think the civilian army, the militias that want to take over the U.S. government, what kind of chance do they have?
Against robots and drones and all the stuff that
None.
The military can throw
None.
Out there.
Maybe they have a weak link where if you give it treats and belly rubs, then it will not shoot at you.
There you go. They shouldn't have included that in the robot.
Got a message here. Gordy needs to watch the first couple of seasons of Black Mirror. It's cultural requirement.
Okay. It is.
Is it really? Is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's on Netflix?
You don't get the pass into your senior years until you see that.
I got to get into it. Okay. All right. I'll look it up.
All right.
I'll check it out.
They're really great stories that are just very strange. In fact, you wonder how they technically did some of the stuff in those shows.
Mm. Okay. I'll get up to speed on that.
All right. Well, I'm sure you will.
It's on my list of things to do.
Okay. I've got a list of movies I want you to see as
well. Great.
But we can forget that.
Okay. I'm open to it.
I know you are. I know. Now you're all set up.
Well, you're ready to list. Go. Get me the list. I'll all moved into the new place and, you know, well, got everything pretty well set up.
You're foisting off this responsibility on me. I'm supposed to come up with a list of the things I think you should watch.
I still haven't hooked up the printer, though. It's the last thing to hook up. You got to figure out where to put it and how to do that.
It would be nice if you did. Okay. Then you could, you know,
print out some stuff.
Check out some of the stories eventually tonight.
By the way, we have a big announcement. I'm not going to tell you what it is or when we're going to make it, but there's a big announcement coming from the John and Gordy world.
Stop it.
The family show. We've got some, we're working on some things.
We're spitballing it.
Workshopping
it. We're not really.
We're tweaking it, you know. Sam?
It's a fully fleshed out plan, John. You can't resist it at this point.
No, it's.
Oh, don't say that. You know me.
Oh, you know.
You know me.
Oh, you know. But
should we get to like something that I'm thinking about?
Okay. Sure. What are you thinking about?
In our plan, this struck me as perfect.
You think this might be possible, possibly something to include in the big announcement that we're going to make?
I'm thinking it could be. Yeah. It was a post.
I don't know what you're talking about.
On Twitter X, this person posted a picture.
Yeah.
Of dog poo on the ground. And this person had gotten fed up finally. He said, too many people in my neighborhood don't pick up after their dog.
Oh,
so I decided to make dog walking great again.
How so?
Keep in mind, I live in South Carolina. And popsicle sticks with Trump's face on it stuck in the dog poo on the yard.
Okay.
And that is his way of marking that territory.
I see.
And informing people to pick up their mess.
So he's suggesting that to the...
Yes. And I'm thinking,
selling these
are pretty good. Yeah. I think I would buy it.
Are there a lot of people in your neighborhood that don't pick up after their dogs? That is a problem.
No, every once in a while, you forget a bag, and you don't really have much of a choice. Yeah.
Okay.
And I understand that. That's why it doesn't bother me so much. But still,
well,
apparently, this person has a problem in the neighborhood and thought, I'm going to put Trump's face on popsicle sticks and stick him in the poo so everybody kind of knows.
Make a political statement of some kind.
Bit of one.
Have you guys seen the movie Despicable Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me think of one of my favorite line from that movie. It's like right at the beginning when they're introducing the main character. His neighbor, his dog, like does his business on his lawn.
Mm-hmm.
He's like making a big fuss about it. And his neighbor's like, oh, you know dogs. They'll just go wherever they go. And then he replies with, unless they're dead.
Wow, okay. Despicable Me.
Yeah, and this is a kid's movie.
What?
Yeah. It is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's dark. Actually, it's an entertaining movie. I didn't expect it to be very good, but...
I'll put it on the list.
It turned out to be fun. Oh, no, he's got... Okay, this
is that
great.
A Netflix?
No, this is great.
What?
That you make the list out
yourself. I will make the list.
I'm not going to sit here and do this for you.
I give a movie 20 minutes. If it doesn't drag me in 20 minutes, that's it.
That's perfect.
You know?
No, I'm serious.
Seriously.
This is the way you should grade your movies.
Exactly.
Exactly. All right.
I have a 20-minute limit.
We were trying to watch a rom-com the other night.
Yeah?
And it didn't make it. That 20 minutes. It just did. I can't remember what
it
was.
Is that about how much time you give it?
Yeah. I give. That's how much we give it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems like a good margin, you know, that you should be into a movie by then.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are two people, me and Anne, and she's a writer, and she knows a lot of screenwriters, and she knows the process of writing a movie and a script and where everything should be placed.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, the formula.
Well,
But... when she tunes out,
she
tunes out fast because she instantly knows where the movie's going, how it's going to end, and who's involved everything. Yes. And it drives me crazy because she walks away, she goes into the kitchen and gets something, and I'm thinking, you're missing this really important detail. And apparently the detail is just a detail. You don't really need to watch it because she knows where the story is going.
So back to Despicable Me just for a moment. Yes. Is that a Netflix thing? I'm just trying to get these lined up so
who
I can.
Who knows where it
or
is?
Prime?
I don't know. Google exists. Oh, you can see okay. what it's on.
That's the thing. There's so many streaming services now. What do you, know, what do you sign up
that's
for?
A very
you,
good, you know? No, it's a really good point.
Because
you go through the streaming services. I have a few of them.
You can and search pick, for stuff.
You, yeah, you find the stuff on there, like the new releases
right.
or the popular ones. And you
exactly.
see, and they have. They have trailers.
Yeah.
You can watch those and you say, oh, this is a good one. I'm going to mark it and mm-hmm. put it in my list.
Sure.
And then,
that's the way to do it.
And then when you're done and a few days later, you say, where was that movie?
Yeah.
Was it on Netflix? Was it on Prime? Was it on Hulu?
Apple?
Was it on Disney?
Was it? Where was it?
I know.
Yeah. How are you supposed to keep track of all
you
this
can't.
Stuff? Okay. That's my point.
And you'd think that these smart TVs...
could be smart enough to...
Or even the Roku box, I have at least a way to add a list, like a Post-it.
You got to have like a spreadsheet or something to manage all this.
That's right. That's
no.
That's right.
Oh.
That's right.
Oh. Okay.
And you have that Rocket app, right?
I do.
That keeps track of everything that's going on in your life. It's like...
it can, yes.
And it does. You know, I looked at my Rocket... mm-hmm. emails and it's telling me you have these three bills coming up.
Yeah.
And then it says you had a huge bill last month.
Yeah.
This is how much money. This is how much
it
money
comments
you spent.
On, yeah, look at this.
Leave me alone.
It is a little intrusive.
But anyway, they should have some kind of Post-it note on Roku or on a smart TV in order for you to put the list of movies that you want to see. And have it listed there and the network that it's
and
on.
The network, yes. That's a great
streaming
idea.
Service. So I think that would work so much better. You'd think that they'd have that
I
by
think
now.
You could develop that. You know, let's get a software team together and see what we can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, we're still trying to get an AI co-host on this show.
How's that going?
Yeah, it's not going well.
I thought we were going to have that a couple of weeks ago. You talked about bring some device in. Bring in an Alexa or can we just do that
Let me just put it this way, okay?
Okay.
We have a major announcement to make. And that's
part of it?
That's how close we're going to get to announcing a AI partner on this show.
Okay. I see where you're coming from now.
Okay.
Excuse me? Did you say something?
All right.
Right.
I think there are a lot of people who do watch, who have a lot of these streaming services, would appreciate the ability to at least know where all the movies they want to see that they think are interesting, have it all in one place, one big list, and tell you what streaming service it's on.
You would think that already exists, and maybe
it's
we just
no-brainer.
Don't know where it, you know, maybe your smart TV actually can do that. I don't know.
Here they are. They're complaining. You know, they're all combining. Now, I think Max is combining with the Disney network in some way, shape, or form to have a package, part of their package, or be a part of their package. But it's because their idea of streaming didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
They can't keep the programming. It's too costly.
It is. Yeah.
So with that in mind, maybe if they were to make it easier for people to find the shows they want to see, these people would return to their networks or streaming services and then watch and boost their viewing.
There's just so much out there to keep track of. I don't know how anybody can do it, you know?
Well, I'll have to talk to Pete Schwab. Pete and I, you know, we got together.
You hit it off?
No, we hit it off, But this is a great idea, and I think, you know.
Maybe he could. Yeah, get behind it.
Yeah,
I think
he's directed movies.
He watches a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah. He knows this stuff.
Hey, tomorrow, Rachel Barnhart is going to join us. She's got the recent, what is this? Guaranteed, what is this? I can't read my own writing. Up Together.
Guaranteed.
What is this?
Minimum
it's
income.
It's a guaranteed income program. Up Together. Up Together is like the organization that does research on it. And
guaranteed minimum income. And it's just a stipend for low-income individuals to get like $500 a month.
Just something.
Sometimes
it's
$1,000 a month. And those families get to spend it any way they want. They found out that they're not throwing it away. They're using it in a very good way. In fact, even to invest, save up to start their own businesses.
That's it. So Rachel Barnhart will join us tomorrow when we're at Short Stack Eatery. We'll have her interview with her.
Yes.
Yes, that's tomorrow. Don't forget, because tomorrow's Wednesday when we're at Short Stack. Okay, coming back with tidbits, odds and ends, and leftovers on the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
The day we eat all the leftovers.
I'll just have leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Mad Radio, WMDX. Oh, man. I love those leftovers.
Gotta love them.
Yeah. Yeah. Monday, it's a Monday kind of Tuesday.
That's right.
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend in the rearview mirror. Now we head into summer.
Oh, yeah.
Unofficially summertime. Today's high about 65 or so. And although it's starting to cloud up already, we had bright, beautiful sunshine earlier. We're talking about more rain, more thunderstorms.
That's true.
We had a lot of rain over the holiday weekend.
All right, let's get to some Supreme Court stuff. We promised it earlier.
Really? And, okay.
And this is cut number 154. Aaron Ripper, reporter, passed this along to everybody. Hakeem Jeffries on MSNBC had an important message. It's important for American people to understand that if Roe can fall, anything can fall. Let's listen to this.
The overturning of Roe v. Wade, he brought up Obergefell and gay marriage and suggested that he'd want to take another look at that. There's also now questions about him potentially wanting to take a look at Brown v. Board of Education. What are your feelings about Justice Clarence Thomas?
Well, Justice Clarence Thomas has long lost his credibility in terms of an impartial figure or someone who was interested in the principles of liberty and justice for all, or equal protection under the law. It's important for the American people to understand that if Roe v. Wade can fall, anything can fall. Social Security itself can fall. Medicare can fall. The Affordable Care Act can fall. Democracy can fall. Brown v. Board of Education can fall, as Justice Thomas made clear in his concurring observation and opinion yesterday. So everything we care about is going to be on the ballot in November, including getting the federal judiciary into a place where it can actually administer the law and make decisions in a fair and impartial fashion, not lead an ideological effort to jam their right-wing views down the throats of the American people.
Leader Jeffries.
That's right. And, you know, for some reason, it just got so out of hand on the Supreme Court. Just crazy, right? Now, right? I mean, it's just,
I mean, it has. Yeah, I mean,
and
exactly.
And the Congress, for some reason, isn't doing anything.
Well, what can they do?
They can do a lot.
They could start an investigation.
They could do that. They could create rules and regulations for the Supreme Court.
They could. Yeah.
They're not the super group that, you know, is devoid of any kind of control.
But somehow the Supreme Court seems untouchable.
Yeah.
They seem like they're in a bubble and the Congress is afraid to act.
Right. But we have a few experts on the Constitution in the House. And one of them is Representative Jamie Raskin.
Sure.
And this is what he wrote. I found this very fascinating. The Constitution does not fix the numerical composition of the Supreme Court, and it has changed 9 or 10 different times over the course of our history. We have 13 federal circuits. We've got 9 justices, and 5 of those justices are from New York. We've got 1 for each borough. We have entire federal circuits that don't have a single justice. How about we start to talk about having 13 justices on the Supreme Court, 1 from each circuit, 18-year terms. They still get life tenure because they can go on and be on the district bench or the circuit bench. Each president gets 2 appointments to the court. Obviously, the Senate still has to advise and consent, but it will remove some of the toxicity of the poison from the nominations if we know that each president will get just 2 nominations. We can deal with this problem, but the current Supreme Court is just a scandal. And that's his solution, well thought out, way to reform the Supreme Court. 13 justices for each of the circuits.
That's an interesting plan. Circuits. So run through those numbers again. The 13, there are 13 districts, 13 circuits.
13 justices on the Supreme Court, 1 for each circuit.
Each circuit.
18-year terms. Yeah. But they have tenure, so they can continue to work within the system. Each president gets 2 appointments. And that's not a bad plan, right?
Sounds like everybody should sign up for that one, both sides. Yeah. Right? It seems like a reasonable way to go.
Well, it does. It does seem like a there's no advantage to any party in regards to this. I think this would be something they could possibly try sometime.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
We had a text just came in saying, expand the court to 28. Yes, 28. Run 4 courts of 7 selected randomly from the poll of 28.
Wow.
Where did they get that number? Got another one coming in there.
Eli Mistall goes into this in detail in his limited series podcast that deals solely with depoliticizing the Supreme Court.
Wow. I'd like to get a link to that if you can.
I think there'll be a movement toward that, maybe from both parties.
Yeah.
It's just, it's out of control.
It is out of control.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, all right. And this little tidbit.
Yes.
We got 2 minutes.
We got a couple of minutes.
This little tidbit, I thought this was great. They showed a graduation, and you know, we have no audio on this, but it was a graduation, and this young woman was at the podium getting her degree.
Yeah.
And it was handed to her, and then she brought out a little package, and it was the book. It was The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, okay. I saw this. This was great.
Where was this? Oh, okay.
Yeah, this was Idaho Fine Arts Academy.
Huh.
And she was handing her school superintendent a copy of The Handmaid's Tale after the book was banned from their library. Hmm. And it was just fascinating because the superintendent would not take the book.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she had to set it on the ground at his feet.
Yep, she put it down in front of him and walked off the stage. And what a great commentary. A
statement.
Oh, just, she is going places.
Keep an eye on her.
That takes something.
Yeah.
Guts. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I mean, just seeing young generation taking a firm grip of this, like they have with, the Palestinian movement. I love to see activism.
Mm-hmm.
And what they have done is just, encouraging, so encouraging, and yet the Republicans find this to be the biggest threat they could ever imagine having.
Yeah.
In fact, one state has banned masks. Masks, even if you're doing it for your health, they have banned masks because protesters had masks. I have this story someplace, but I'm just reading up from memory here.
Okay.
But it's just an amazing thing to ban masks.
Yes. Hey, that's going to do it for John and Gordy's Family Show for this Tuesday. Tomorrow we'll be at Short Stack Eatery, bright and early, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Stop by, have some pancakes, and join us then. Have a great day.
Love to see you.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
When you finally find your person, you call the one. The search for a truly extraordinary piece of jewelry that embodies all that they are, it can be difficult. That's why the team at Goodman Jewelers in Madison is the place to call. With an award-winning goldsmith on staff, creating a custom, one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that reflects every unique detail comes easy. Together, you'll walk through the design process to bring your vision to life. Call 608-257-3644 and trust that Goodman Jewelers will create a treasure you and your loved ones will cherish for generations to come.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.